From KXCI Tucson, this is Research Matters. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I have the honor and privilege of getting to speak with academic researchers from our region. Today, I'm joined in the studio with rising senior who's majoring in molecular and cellular biology and biochemistry, Jake Shaw. Welcome to Research Matters, Jake.
Hey, Bridget. Thanks for having me on the show. I am honored to be here today.
Well, when you're not here, what are you doing?
Working in the lab of Dr. Tomat. The big idea there is iron is everywhere. Iron is the most abundant transition metal in the Earth's crust. You need it to live. I need it to live. Iron is critical to the function of the proteins that are involved in synthesizing our DNA. That allows our cells to grow and to survive. Cancer exhibits an addiction to iron. It uses a lot more iron than the rest of our cells do, and it maintains a larger labile iron pool. So that's free-floating iron within the cell. That makes iron a ideal target within the context of cancer, because there's a lot more of it in the tumor microenvironment, and without it, the cancer cell will die off. So my research is looking at several different ways to target that iron, to take it away from the cancer cell.
The cancer is hoarding that iron from you. Is that correct or a weird assumption?
Let's think of it as there is iron within all of our cells, and cancer has more of it because it's diverted all of its resources within the tumor microenvironment to put cancer everywhere.
You're talking about detecting iron. Are you describing like a body scan?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. One of the projects that I'm working on is the synthesis of a molecule that would fluoresce when it encounters iron. What I want my molecule to do is to both fluoresce when it interacts with iron, but also to grab onto that iron, hang on really tight, and then the cancer cell won't be able to take advantage of the iron that it has there.
It's like you're sealing it up.
Mm-hmm. We've designed several series of drugs, which their primary function is to grab onto iron and don't let it be available for cellular functions to use anymore.
So it's a matter of getting it to focus on the specific areas.
Selectivity.
Yeah.
If you can just take that iron away, or even preferentially take it away from the cancer cell, then now you've got a much more effective drug.
You've been listening to Research Matters. My guest today has been Jake Shaw, who is doing a lot of amazing things every single day, including coming to KXCI. Thank you so much for being on the radio with us today, Jake.
Thank you for having me, Bridget. This has been a great time.
Research Matters is produced in Tucson, Arizona at KXCI Community Radio, which is a listener-supported radio station. To hear more episodes, visit kxci.org. Thank you.